Welcome back to the Football Front Podcast. I'm back. It's been a while, but we made it. We're back. So let's get right into the episode. It's gonna be a busy one. I'm gonna rank the QBs of the NFL in a tier list. I'm gonna go over the playoffs so far, what I think of the season, because it's been a phenomenal season. Just amazing. Watching a lot of it. So I'll start off with the QB tier list. So I'm gonna go just through quarterbacks, starting off with people who I think are just backups, career backups, if anything. Starting off PJ Walker, he was on the list that I got. So he's a career backup. Carolina Panthers, third stringer, probably going into next season's career backup. Same thing with Gardner Minshew of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can't, I mean, he had Minshew mania, I think 2 years ago, maybe last year, but that's over. That's all over. No more Minshew mania. You saw that when the Hurts went down, the Eagles weren't the same team. And, that's where we'll see why we'll see Hurts so much higher later in the episode. But then I got Nick Foles' career backup. I don't even know where he is now. I don't know where Nick Foles is. Nick Foles, outside of that Super Bowl, he's just career backup. Just that's his cap. He can't do anything else except be a career backup. Then Drew Lock. Yeah, I mean, some people might say he's just a really, really below average starter. No, he's a career backup. I don't know what else to say. He couldn't win the starting job and lead the Broncos, a good Broncos team. And then he went to the Seahawks, couldn't win the starting job from Geno Smith, who, okay, Geno Smith ended up being a very, very solid quarterback. I mean, Geno, he revitalized his career, and he's going to get a chance to play somewhere. I mean, I can't doubt that. He gave himself a chance to continue a career. He did good. Not that I'm talking about Geno Smith yet. I'll get to him later. Then I got Davis Mills. Gave him the starting job. He didn't do enough. He's not going to get another chance. I mean, the Texans, not a good enough team. He couldn't do anything for them when they needed him to, because they had a chance in a couple games. He couldn't can't put him over the edge. He couldn't. And then lastly, I don't know why he's on this list. Cam Newton, obviously. He's a free agent. No one wants him. I mean, there's a reason he's in backup tier. Then I've got below average, and what I'm classifying as below average is, yeah, you might disagree with me on a couple of these, but a quarterback that is might be able to get another chance to compete for a starting job in the league. So I've got Carson Wentz of the Washington Commanders. I don't think he will get another chance, but I mean, I'll put him in this tier because there's a chance someone will, pick him up if someone gets injured and he'll get some time. You know what I mean? I don't know that he'll be necessarily a career backup. He might he'll he'll I think he could end up being a Geno Smith type guy. Next up, then Baker Mayfield. Similar thing. He right now plays for the Rams. He had a chance to, be a starter and on with a solid enough offense. He had Christian McCaffrey for the start of the season. He couldn't execute on anything for Carolina. He got released. Then among all the QB trouble for LA Rams, he got picked up, played okay. I don't think he'll get another, again, I don't think he'll get another starting job, but it wouldn't surprise me if he did. Then Andy Dalton. This is the guy I was really bouncing between backup and below average because he honestly could retire. That wouldn't shock me at all. So, I mean, I'm gonna throw him in below average because I mean he did start half the games this year because Jameis Winston got injured. So I'll throw him in below average. He's not a good quarterback. He used to be solid, not anymore. He's like 35 or something like that. Then I got Taylor Heineke. The only reason Taylor Hunt, I know one of my friends will disagree with this if you listen, but shout out to him. He'll know what I'm saying. He's been on the podcast before. But Taylor Heineke, he finds ways to win games, but he's, as a quarterback, he's not that much of anything. Same thing with the next guy, Jacoby Brissett. He played solid, but he's not going to be a starter anywhere else unless someone gets injured. Like, the Deshaun Watson situation, I guess that wasn't an injury, but, it's a quarterback that we'll know will be out for the first 5 weeks. So you bring in a solid guy what's his name? Jacoby Brissett comes in, plays your five games, gives you a chance to go 500, and then your starter comes in and takes over. And I think the same thing could happen for a Sam Darnold, who I have also below average. Sam Darnold, currently the quarterback for the Panthers. He played solid enough to give himself a chance for another job, like with the Texans probably or something like that. But I don't see him getting another major chance at a starting job. Same thing with Mitch Trubisky. They gave him the starting job in Pittsburgh. He lost it to Kenny Pickett, the rookie, only first round draft pick that was a quarterback in this past draft. Doesn't shock me. Didn't play that good when he was the starter. Zach Wilson of the New York Jets is also below average. This is the one that people might disagree on, because if there's any quarterback on this list that is going to get a chance to start somewhere else, it is going to be Zach Wilson. But I don't think it will be with the Jets next year. I don't, if he's going to start somewhere, it's not going to be for the Jets. Maybe a bit controversial, but he's not going to be the Jets starter next year. He might be their backup, but he's not going to be their starter. Then I got Marcus Mariota. Okay, Marcus Mariota lost the job to Desmond Ridder as well. He got his chance. I don't think he'll get another one, but he is another similar to Jacoby Brissett. You bring him in for, the first five games of the season if your quarterback's hurt or something's going on. Next up, prospect here. These are two guys we haven't seen a lot of. It's Trey Lance and Jordan Love of the Niners and Packers. Actually, there is no Brock Purdy on this list. He's they're prospects. We haven't seen much to sway us whether he's average, below average, good, bad, anything. I mean, either of these guys they haven't had a chance to show what they are. So we'll have to see next year if they get either of them get a chance. Jordan Love's not going to unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. And I think Trey Lance will have the starting job next year, though. So we'll be able to rank him better. Then I have the average tier, which I might also add. We're missing a couple guys, which I would throw in here. I'll just say Desmond Ridder, Kenny Pickett, and Brock Purdy would all go in here. This is a slightly dated thing, but I'd put all three of them in there. I might be missing someone as well. Oh, who was the other rookie quarterback? Malik Willis would go in prospect. I'll throw that out there. Malik Willis is definitely prospect. There's no way he can go anywhere else. We haven't seen enough of him either. Man, who? There was another guy that I would probably throw an average that, is not on here, but yeah, I'm not including Joe Flacco or Mike White on this thing because those are both definitely below average. I'll throw that out there as well. Let me know with a voice message, which should be linked down below, if there's any quarterbacks I'm missing, because I will mention that in the next episode if you submit the voice message. But then average the rest of the people that are actually on the list. I have Daniel Jones of the Giants. All right, Daniel Jones played phenomenal in the wild card round against Vikings. Threw for 300, almost. He rushed for almost 80, I think. Maybe 81 or something like that. But rushed for about 80, threw for 300. He played an absolutely phenomenal game. The Vikings could not stop Daniel Jones. He was phenomenal. Him and Saquon Barkley is gold. It's just such a dual threat because Daniel Jones can run, man. He's an underrated runner, a very underrated runner. We saw that last night that he's a very good runner. But I mean, I think with that game, he earned himself a new contract with the Giants. Some people might disagree with that, but I think he's got with the way he played against the Vikings, who are expected to beat them, with the way he played throughout the season, just consistent, and he really showed his worth against the Vikings in the wild card round. Then I got Matt Ryan, an average. He's just aging, not aging very well. I guess, never mind. He aged really well. He's 37. He's finally starting to decline. Not everyone's Tom Brady. So, you know, Matt Ryan, he's an average quarterback. He used to be at what I consider a good or great quarterback, but he's not anymore. Didn't have a great season with the Colts, and the Colts are right in their playoff window. Like, they should have made the playoffs this year, but, you know, Matt Ryan really actually, he hurt them more than he helped them. The reason he's still an average is because I know he can still be a good quarterback. I still trust Matt Ryan, and I think he'll get another good chance to play somewhere else. Then Jameis Winston. Yeah, I mean, that's the definition of an average quarterback. He's going to turn into a Teddy Bridgewater by next 2 years, but right now he's just an average player. I don't know if his contract's up, but he'd probably start for the Saints next year. I got Ryan Tannehill, an average. Some might consider him a good quarterback, but I think he looks better just because of Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is the only reason Ryan Tannehill is still a starter. He doesn't have much weapons, I'll give him that, but he's just a meh quarterback. He's not that good. He's going to lose the job to Malik Willis, I think. That's for sure. Mac Jones is next. He looked good in his first year. He looked okay at times in his second year this year, but I don't think he's shown enough to tell me that he's the guy. He gets one more year, and if he doesn't play good next year, I think Belichick doesn't have the patience to let him develop for 3 more years, obviously. So I think he'll be gone if he doesn't play good next year. Derek Carr, he's always been a career average quarterback. Actually, I'd say a career good quarterback, above average, slightly above average. But this year, he was absolutely bleh on a very bad Raiders team that should have been contending. That's a Raiders team that should have been contending for the playoffs. With Devontae Adams, with everything they have, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do anything. I partly blame that on Derek Carr, and that's why he's not good anymore. I'd say he's an average. And then I have Teddy Bridgewater. He is the definition of an average quarterback. And that's what I envision Jameis Winston being in about 2 years. Next up in good. Okay. You haven't heard this name yet. It's Geno Smith. Geno Smith. Some argue average, some argue good. I'm with the good. I'm saying he's good. Jameis Winston. Or not Jameis. Geno Smith. Geno Smith is the only reason that after getting rid of Russell Wilson, they are a relevant team and are in the, well, were in the playoffs. They lost to the 49ers, but he's the only reason they even got there. And I think Geno Smith deserves comeback. There's no way anyone else gets comeback player of the year except for him. Actually, never mind. Brian Robinson, the guy that got shot in the ankle before the season came back and played, I think he could. But either way, I think you got to go Geno Smith, comeback player of the year. I think he's a good quarterback. And he deserves an extension with the Seahawks or a chance to start for another team. Honestly does. He honestly does. Trevor Lawrence also now I have been good. Okay, I know his 4 interceptions against the Chargers looked bad, but he also came back in the second half and threw 3 touchdowns in the second half, I think, and 1 in the first. And he's the only reason they won the game. He's the only reason they won the game, and he's the only reason they went down that day. He's the definition of an inconsistent, but good at times quarterback that I think will develop into something solid. I think he'll develop into a Matt Stafford, Kirk Cousins, something like that. Alex Smith. Next up in good, I have Russell Wilson. He did not play good. He was the worst imaginable version of Russell Wilson. Everyone expected the Broncos also to be competing for the playoffs, and he just flopped. He was so bad. But the only reason he's still good is because I know it's gonna sound bad, but this year he was a below average quarterback. But in the past, we know he's been an MVP caliber quarterback. And I think this year was a fluke. I think he will come back next year, be better than ever. Broncos country, let's ride. I had to make the joke because, it's Russell Wilson. Kyler Murray up next and good. Again, he played really good last year, stunk this year for a really good Cardinals team. Now it was horrible to see. Now they were putrid. Or a horrible team. But I think we've seen it from Kyler Murray. He's still young. He's gonna have a comeback year. Whether it's next year or the year after, he signed the big extension. He's gonna have a chance next year. He's gonna have a chance the year after that to come back and play good. And I think it will. Next up, Kirk Cousins. Some people would put him in average, but I got him in good. He helped the Vikings to a 13-win season, and he did everything in his power to help them beat the Giants, except for the fourth down ball where he threw it short. That was bad, but go Giants. I'm a Giants fan, but thank you, Kirk Cousins, for throwing it short. But he's part of the reason they made it there and had a chance, and I think he deserves credit for that. Next up in good, another one, but Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, I know. It's Jimmy Garoppolo and good, and most people don't consider him good. But Jimmy Garoppolo is a better quarterback than people do. He finds ways to win games like Taylor Heineke does, just at a higher level. That is the weirdest comparison I've ever made, to Taylor Heineke to Jimmy Garoppolo. But either way, he's just a better version. He just finds ways to win games, and I think he deserves credit for that. He's always been solid, and I think he deserves being good. Next up, Jared Goff. I don't think anyone can argue that he should be an average anymore. Not with the season that guy just had. That guy was the sole reason the Lions even had a chance to make the playoffs, and if the Seahawks didn't win, they would have made it. Like, he played arguably the best season of his career. And he's not just a bridge quarterback for the Lions, he's their quarterback next year. I don't see it any other way. He is their quarterback for next year. The way he played, the way the Lions were with that team, he was easily one of their best players. And I think he deserves credit for that. Next up, Matt Stafford. We didn't see much from him this year. I would have put him in great if we probably, if he played more, because he's a good quarterback. Great quarterback, I'd say. But obviously everyone was devastated by injuries. He was. So he's in good. I don't see enough reason to put him in average. Now this Dak Prescott is good. He's not great, people. He threw 20-something interceptions. You can't be a great quarterback and throw almost as many interceptions as you do touchdowns. I'm sorry, you can't. He, at times, is good. At times. But he really, really, really is not, like, he's the reason sometimes that the Cowboys lose games. I hate to say it, he's the reason they lose games sometimes. He's overrated. He did not deserve that big contract extension. In hindsight, I mean, obviously, we can't go back and change it, but in hindsight, he did not deserve that giant extension that he got. I'm sorry, he didn't. Now we're finally out of good and into the great. These are your upper tier quarterbacks. First in great, I have Tua Tagovailoa. People would argue he's only good, but Tua is the reason they made the playoffs. Him and Tyreek Hill, that's an amazing connection right there. They had a connection. He's a good quarterback. If he wasn't devastated by concussions, and I honestly think he should retire because he's going to have permanent brain damage, but for CTE or something. But, he's a good quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He's phenomenal. And then next up, I have Justin Herbert. Some would argue he's a superstar. He's really consistent. I really love Justin Herbert, but I don't think he's better than the people I have in superstar. Next, I have Justin Fields, up and comer, absolutely spectacular with his legs, and he's like the only good player on a absolutely horrible Bears team, and I think he deserves credit, a heck of a lot of credit, and I have him a great quarterback, great quarterback. Last up with great, it's Deshaun Watson. I mean, yeah, he's rusty and he only played like five games this year. And I hate him as much as everyone else. If I was at the stadium when Deshaun Watson came out on the field, I'd boo him every single time. But Deshaun Watson, playing wise, this is not anything else. This is just playing. He is a great quarterback. He can use his legs. He can throw the ball. He's the reason the Texans were relevant a couple of years ago. That's all I have for great. Now, superstar quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, great quarterback with his legs. If he didn't get injured, the Ravens would still be in the playoffs, man. I'm sorry, he wouldn't have fumbled that ball in the goal line. And then, superstar quarterback, number two, Aaron Rodgers. Absolute superstar. Aaron Rodgers, phenomenal player. You can't argue it. He nearly led a very, very bad Packers offense into the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, you have a chance to do anything. The playoffs, anything can happen. And that's where I see Aaron Rodgers. He's not an elite quarterback. Sorry. But he's a superstar. And then Jalen Hurts, superstar quarterback right there. That is a superstar quarterback. Led a very meh Eagles team from last year. They were very meh last year. He's an MVP candidate this year. He led them to one seed in the NFC, turned the NFC East to the NFC Beast. I know I'm not the first one to use that, but he is a phenomenal quarterback. I can't take that away from him. He's a superstar. Same thing with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow led his team to the Super Bowl last year, leading his team for a potential deep run this year. He's a superstar. I don't need much more justification. Then my two elite quarterbacks, you know it. We all know it. It's Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I'm just noticing this. This tier list is missing the best, the GOAT. It's missing the GOAT. It doesn't have Tom Brady on it. Tom Brady, great. Not superstar, not elite, great. Wasn't as good as he needed to be this year. I'll just say that. He wasn't great. I put him great. But elite quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, two best quarterbacks in the league. No doubt in my mind, Patrick Mahomes should win MVP. Josh Allen, amazing quarterback. He went through a lot this year with the Bills, but he's not. You took away Patrick Mahomes' biggest weapon, which was Tyreek Hill. And everyone's like, oh, they're going to be okay this year. They're going to make the playoffs, but they're in a really competitive division, so they won't be the one seed. They were the one seed. Patrick Mahomes proved every doubt wrong for like the 80 millionth time in his career. So I got to give him that. Now that we're done with the tier list, again, let me know if there's any other things I missed. Let's go through the score so far from Super Wild Card Weekend. I think that's Wild Card Weekend. But anyway, so Super Wild Card Weekend. Woohoo. First game that I'll go over. I'll go over Giants Vikings, most recent one for me, at least. The Giants pull it off. 31, or sorry, the yeah, 31-24. Saquon Barkley. Two touchdowns. Absolutely phenomenal running back this year. He's a candidate for comeback player of the year. Probably one of the best running backs in the league. Daniel Jones was amazing passing as well. He has 78 yards rushing, 24, 35, 301, two touchdowns for Daniel Jones. Their defense was good when it needed to be, and that's how they won that game. And then the Minnesota Vikings, they were great. Their defense was the death of them though. The Giants punted once the entire game. They punted once the entire game. That you don't see that from a team like the Giants. The Giants were 9-7-1 in the regular season. They were the sixth seed. No one was expecting them to go into the Minnesota, who's considered one of the best teams in the league, team that beat the Bills, you know, and they came in and they just straight up lost on their home field. Their defense was not good. Their offense was really good. Justin Jefferson was non-existent outside of first quarter. Actually, not even first quarter. First possession was the only time I really heard Justin Jefferson's name. I'm sorry. That was the only time. Then let's go over Bills Dolphins. That one was way too close. That was closer than it should have been. The Bills should have killed. Should have killed the Dolphins. But it was 34-31, right down to the final 5 minutes of the game. That's when the Bills finally were able to get the defensive stop. Put out the third string Dolphins quarterback, Skylar Thompson. I'm sorry. How do you let a third string quarterback nearly beat you? Skylar Thompson, I never heard of this guy before a couple weeks ago when he came in. Like, I'm sorry. That's just, Bills need to be better. I'm sorry. They need to be better. Dolphins, that was about as good of a game as you could have gotten from them. They were really, really good. And I think the one kryptonite of the Bills is, well, actually, there's two. Their defense is only okay. They don't have that defense like the 49ers do. The 49ers have an absolute machine of an offense and a machine of a defense. They're just amazing. They're robots. They're football robots. They're amazing. And they're playing with a third-string quarterback as well. But that third-string quarterback went from Mr. Irrelevant to relevant. I mean, really. He's playing amazing. They got an 11-game win streak. Going back to Jimmy Garoppolo, now to Brock Purdy. I'd say it's pretty good. Not the first one to use that pun either, but pretty good. And then, you know, the Bills, their defense is only okay, and their running game outside of Josh Allen is bleh. Not good. Not a good running game. Their leading runner, 10 carries, 48 yards. Devin Singletary. That's no, you can't. If you're gonna make the Super Bowl, you've got to have a good defense, a good offense, and you got to have, you know, an all-around offense. You can't just have a passing heavy offense that doesn't run the ball. You have to be able to run the ball and pass the ball, or else you'll be too predictable against a good defense like the San Francisco 49ers. Sorry, I don't see it. I'm being very critical of them, but I don't see it. Then we'll go Ravens-Bengals. Bengals pull it off 24-17 on a 90. It was tie game. Ravens are at the 1 yard line, 2 yard line. QB sneak tries to go over the pile. Tyler Huntley fumbles. He was solid all game, but he needs to get that. If he doesn't fumble that, the Ravens probably win the game. But no, he fumbles it. The Bengals return it 98 yards to the house for a touchdown. And they win the game in advance to the next round. So, I mean, that was about as good of a game as Ravens could have hoped for outside the fumble and the win. So, I mean, the Ravens, they did really good. They did amazing. Bengals, that was very disappointing. Very disappointing to me. Moving on to Saturday's game, Seahawks 49ers. What is there to talk about? Brock Purdy, 332 yards, 3 touchdowns, and then 1 rushing touchdown. CMC and Deebo Samuel, first time taking the field together. McCaffrey was phenomenal, 119 yards. You know, Deebo, once he's fully back, that's gonna be awesome to see. Seahawks, valiant effort. You know, Geno Smith, great job by him this entire season. But I got to say, you know, it's going to be tough to pull off that kind of win against the 49ers. 49ers are an amazing team. Now, this is the game. This is the game right here. Jacksonville Jaguars, 31-30. They pulled it off. Trevor Lawrence. So they go down 27-0. Trevor Lawrence throws 3 picks in the first quarter, another in the second quarter, 4 picks in the first half. At the end of the half, it's 27-7. And As I said before, Trevor Lawrence is the reason they won the game and the reason they went down by 27. He was great and bad. That's definition of inconsistency. Chargers, they just stunk in the second half. They could have won that game easily. But no, they blew a 27-point lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's sad. But that's all I gotta go over. I mean, Jaguars, they're just bad. That's all I'm gonna say. But that's it for this one. I hope to have another episode later this week previewing the divisional round and going over all that. Maybe another tier list of number one receivers or running backs. I don't know. We'll see. But that's all I got for this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.